It's really cool that you're wearing that color sweater.
Why?
Because it kind of reminds me of Scooby-Doo. Were you a Scooby-Doo fan?
You know, for about 6 months, I probably had a Scooby-Doo lunchbox or something like that. You know, and whatever her name was, who was the intellectual, I was glad to see her there.
You were wearing like a Velma sweater right now.
Oh, is that it?
That's totally your
And
vibe right
Velma's the
now.
smart one, right?
Yeah.
Jinkies!
Yeah, of course.
But have you heard the song Scooby-Doo Papa?
No.
Okay, well, watch this amazing video.
She's totally wearing my sweater. Why is she wearing my sweater?
Because you're wearing Velma's sweater, actually.
Ay, Dios mío.
Do you want to describe what's in this video?
It's the two women from Scooby-Doo, Daphne and Velma, and they're having a little, what would be the right word to use? Session. Twerking session to this song that I guess has something to do with Scooby-Doo.
So Scooby-Doo Papa is like currently one of the top songs
Come
in all
on,
of Latin America.
Please. Seriously?
Yeah. And this is a funny video. This is actually.
I guess it's kind of funny to watch like a cartoon character getting it down. I mean, I could see why it's a little funny to watch that.
This is Lele Pons. Lele Pons is like a huge Vine star, but now Vine doesn't exist, so she's a huge YouTube star.
Okay.
But she does like a lot of like funny videos and like little music videos and like teens love her.
Who is that? She's so beautiful.
Her dressing up as Daphne is like a sign that Scooby-Doo Papa has reached mass appeal. Scooby-Doo Papa is more than just a popular song. It's this amazing sort of look into how the internet is shaping the music we listen to today. It like has inspired so many memes, but also came from a meme and like is a meme. And I think it's the best example of how memes are shaping music today.
From NPR and Futuro Media, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. And today, we're introducing a new segment, The Breakdown with Antonia Cerejido. And this is when Antonia sits in the studio with me and breaks down some Latino pop culture phenomenon. And today, we're tackling Scooby-Doo Papa.
So here's where we like get into it. The origin of Scooby-Doo Papa is not even Scooby-Doo. I'm about to take you through an insane rabbit hole of how this song came to be.
For me, it starts with, you know, Saturday morning cartoons and Scooby-Doo in the 1970s.
But our story starts in present day, when I was by the office water cooler talking to Jeannie Montalvo, an engineer and fellow producer here at Latino USA. Do you remember what question you asked me?
I feel like I ask you a lot of amazing questions, but that particular day was if you knew the song Scooby-Doo Papa.
And I thought that you were miss-saying Man's Not Hot.
What? And skirt rewinds, yes?
When was the first time you heard Scooby-Doo Papa?
My sister-in-law is getting married, and my husband was editing her music for one of her dances that's supposed to be a surprise, but it's her and her dad. And it starts with one song, and then it cuts to Scooby-Doo Papa. And that was the first time I heard it. And then it just became a huge kind of joke. Like, is this song for real in my household?
So, and what did you and Ernesto's your husband, where did
yes.
you land?
So Ernesto's a musician. And he basically was like, whoever wrote this is either a genius or a huge troll. Like, how does this song ever exist?
I thought that she had misheard what I'm about to show you. Do they not sound exactly the same?
They do.
Okay, let's go back. Let's compare. Okay, that, and then again, hold up. Scooby-Doo Papa.
Uh-oh.
So I thought Jeannie was making up gobbledygook words, but then I learned that there is, in fact, a song called Scooby-Doo Papa, and it was inspired by Man's Not Hot. This is Man's Not Hot. I tell a man's not hot. I tell a man's not hot. It's by Big Shaq, British rapper. And the meaning behind the song is no matter how hot the weather is, he still wears a jacket because he's not hot.
Okay, I got it.
So DJ Cass, Dominican DJ, lives in the Bronx, hears Man's Not Hot, loves it, turns it into Scooby-Doo Papa. You think the story ends there.
But it doesn't.
It doesn't. You're right, Maria. Big Shaq is not a real rapper. He's the creation of this British comedian named Michael Dapa.
You millennials, so confusing. You're deconstructing everything all the time. It's so complicated. There are so many rabbit holes among millennials. It's not even funny. You guys got a secret language about everything. I remind you, Scooby-Doo originated in my generation. Just making it clear.
I really appreciate that you're claiming Scooby-Doo.
Yes, absolutely.
So to get the full context behind Man's Not Hot and Big Shaq, I reached out to British culture writer Bridget Minimore. She's actually interviewed Big Shaq for the Fader magazine. Did you know who Michael Dapa was before Man's Not Hot, like, blew up?
He was really well-known and popular on Instagram, but not, you know, didn't have millions of followers, maybe a few thousand. And he was funny. He was known as being funny. And so he is from Croydon. I actually went to school with his sister, I've since found out. We're in the same year. And so within, like, this very small bubble of mostly Black or POC, working class sort of people who still are from South London, chunks of them knew him and knew his comedy and would watch his series online. For everyone else, it was just, you know, non-existent. I would say the vast majority of people hadn't really heard of him.
Big Shaq, the character, only became well-known when he was featured rapping on Fire in the Booth, a hip-hop series on BBC Radio One Extra.
You ready for this, yeah?
Yeah, man's been ready, bro.
But a man like Shaq, Fire in the Booth, yeah?
Shaq.
Is Fire in the Booth a very well-known thing?
Yes, Fire in the Booth is a really... Sorry. Fire in the Booth is a really well-known thing. Fire in the Booth is run by a DJ called Charlie Sloth. It's definitely a platform for the biggest names in UK music to go and, do these freestyles that can get millions and millions of YouTube hits. Over the past few years, it's also become a sort of joke platform for the occasional comedian or someone who isn't very good, someone who's maybe well-known in the industry but isn't a rapper.
Who is Big Shaq parodying?
Big Shaq is a parody of, I guess, a roadman.
Okay, what is a roadman?
A roadman, if someone calls someone a roadman, they're usually Black, but they don't have to be. You get, like, white roadmen and Asian roadmen. But they are urban in some way. They're linked to the city and they're linked to estates, which I guess you call projects over there. But Big Shaq is a particular type of roadman. He's a roadman who, well, he wants to make it, basically. And so he wants to make it in whatever way he can, which is something that, again, is really linked to a certain type of young Black guy from the inner city. And so they'll be hustling. They'll be having a million side projects. They'll be posting Instagram videos with, like, 20 hashtags that are, like, hustle, work, grind, work harder, you know? And so
yeah.
A lot of us from the inner cities, a lot of us who are Black, a lot of us who are working class, know a lot of these guys.
Musically, where's Big Shaq coming from?
So, you know, UK music, UK hip-hop, grime, whatever.
Okay, let's stop and what is grime? Maybe we should start there.
Grime is a style of music. When it shut down, that's not me and it shut down. Is influenced by a lot of other genres, so like UK garage, which is another very English British genre, drum and bass, and hip hop. If I could think of one image that sums up my teenage years when I would go out and, like, rave or go to like grime raves, it would be girls dancing in the middle in tiny dresses and guys in jackets, hats and scarves on the outside not dancing.
This is where the whole concept behind Man's Not Hot comes from. It's about how certain guys at grime raves just won't take off their scarves and jackets no matter how hot the dance floor is.
Man's not hot. Never hot. Scrap!
skiddy cat cat. Boom. 2 + 2 = 4 - 1.
Big Shaq is just, I think, a really lovely sort of culmination of all this, I don't know, this sort of circular, how much can we make fun of making fun of making fun of ourselves.
Just the little riff in the Fire in the Booth video, the part where he's going skibidi papa, that on its own became this very big meme. Somebody posted a tweet that said, me, gently adds fries into pot, the oil. And then it's like him doing skibidi papa.
Yeah.
Or this is a good one too.
We're going to let you listen to the entirety of this last midday chime for some time.
Kind of coming out of Westminster Abbey.
It just became this, like, huge joke. Quick Maths became, like, its own meme. Like, it just, like, became... It was, like, really easy to make jokes based off of that song.
We did not have memes. We did not have that. We spent no time thinking about that. About memes and making memes and imitating people or deconstructing everything. We did deconstruct everything, but it was different because we just couldn't, we could do it amongst ourselves, but we weren't really, you know, sharing that moment in the moment with everybody else.
Yeah.
We just knew that we were having brilliant moments.
Oh.
That were ethereal and could never be captured in something as simplistic as a meme. I guess what I'm not understanding is, was DJ Cass just like sitting in his apartment? And he kind of comes upon this like everybody else. Do we know?
I actually asked him on the phone. Reminder, DJ Cass is a DJ in New York City. He's played at one of my favorite clubs in the city, La Boom. He's Dominican, and I spoke to him while he was at home in his apartment in the Bronx. When did you realize you wanted to make a Dembo version of Man's Not Hot?
Honestly, I came home one day and I did a little skit on Instagram.
Scooby-Doo, pop, pop. Yeah, boom, 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 boom.
With a Dembow beat on it. And then all my fans on Instagram just were telling me, yo, record that song. That's going to be a hit. That's going to be a hit. I'm like, no, you crazy? I can record that song. And they were like, yo, record it right now. So I was like, you know what? Let me just go and do it. And then I did it. Here we are. Yeah.
Do you feel like people realize that it's from that song or not really?
Some people do. Like the people that know English, but like the Spanish market don't. But I try to like let everybody know where it comes from.
Yeah,
you know, because you gotta give credit where credit's due.
So in sum, this silly moment in which a British comedian is like rapping for fun in this YouTube video became this meme that then turned into two of the, like, the biggest hits of this year: "Man's Not Hot" and "Scooby-Doo Papa." And it seems like this phenomenon is just getting bigger. Pitbull just released a remix of Scooby-Doo Papa, and as we know, Pitbull is the patron saint of Latino hits that are made from existing hits. It's truly the meme that keeps on giving, even to audiences who have no idea where the song comes from. Like Jeannie's family, that actually her sister-in-law did a whole dance with her dad that was choreographed. It was amazing. Jeannie sent me the video. It looked like an amazing time. And of course, they were dancing your new favorite song.
A classic here and everywhere in Latin America, Scooby-Doo Papa. This episode of The Breakdown was produced by Antonia Cerejido and edited by Marlon Bishop. The Latino USA team includes Fernanda Chavarri, Andres Caballero, Maggie Freeling, Janice Yamoka, and Sayer Quevedo. Our engineers are Ginny Montalvo and Stephanie LeBeau. Our senior production manager is Natalia Fidelholz. Our fellows are Maya Cueva and Jesse Alejandro Cottrell. Our intern is Reese Williams. Production help this week by Ashley Cleek. If you like the music you heard on this episode, stop by latinousa.org and check out our weekly Daily's Spotify playlist. Our theme music was composed by Zenia Rubinos. I'm your host and executive producer, Maria Hinojosa. Join us again next time, and in the meantime, look for us on all of your social media. Until then, hasta la próxima.
Latino USA is made possible in part by Deutsche Bank America's Foundation. The New York Women's Foundation, funding women leaders that build solutions in their communities and celebrating 30 years of radical generosity. And the Oregon Community Foundation. Through our Latino Partnership Program, collaborating with Latino leaders and organizations around the state. More at www.oregoncf.org.
What the hell is a Johnny Cake?
¿Qué es eso?
It's a Johnny Cake. But what is it? I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, the story of two Draculas.
The first time I saw the film, I was kind of amazed. It was akin to one of those dreams where you're discovering brand new rooms in an old familiar house.
That's next time on Latino USA.
I'm Linda Holmes. There's more stuff to watch these days than you can ever get to. That's why we make Pop Culture Happy Hour. Twice a week, we give you the lowdown on what's worth your time and what's not. Find Pop Culture Happy Hour on the NPR One app or wherever you get your podcasts.